Yo!
It's a Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The legend, Dr. J, joining us in 30 minutes right here at 5:30.
The real Dr. J.
The real Dr. J, we think.
Hope so.
We're going to play it for him. I've decided we have to play him when Ben got for the Dr. Ben Livingston got. Can you play that clip again real quick?
Dr. J, you got us?
I got you. How's it going?
Doing well. Doing well. How are you doing?
Dude, that's not Dr. J.
I'm doing great. Hang on one second. I'm just walking across the house.
That's not Dr. J, dude.
That's not him.
That's not him. That is not Dr. J.
That
bro.
Was not him.
Yeah, hang up on him then. I don't know who that is.
Not sure who that was. All right. We'll see if we get this straightened out in
so
a sec.
Like,
yep. Little did you guys know it's Justin from Tennessee.
It could have been, yeah.
Can Carlin show some composure one time?
Yeah.
He's like in the pocket.
Oh, yeah.
He can feel the pressure around him. He's like, ha-ha, guess that wasn't Dr. J.
Yeah. Everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, hi, beautiful five.
I might have jumped the gun a little early there, but it's all right,
it's all
man.
Right. It's all right.
We're about an hour away from the weekend, so it is all good. You might not know it, but this is a pressure-packed weekend for a lot of people, including WIP personalities.
Oh, boy.
Starting at number five, the most pressure on them this weekend is myself, because I have one chance to get back at the good graces of the Eagles fans in this city, and I have put my life, not life, but put something on the line by saying the Eagles are going to go on a run. Because I can feel it in my bones. My bones are going to be tested.
Can I be honest with you? You haven't been very committal to the run.
Well, because I still think they kind of stink. But I really do feel something.
What's a run?
Like a 4-2 stretch.
Really?
Yeah.
And that would have to start with a win this weekend.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take that.
I got a feeling about this team. It could have been Sirianni standing there like a psycho listening to Many Men.
Yeah,
like that might have
You're
been
impressed with that. Mini
I really
yes.
was. Yeah, yeah. I was like that's my cocky coach. I don't need you yelling at people, but that I liked that. I hope they can rally around him.
Now, if you had seen that clip on with no context on TikTok, would you think that guy looks cocky or looks lost,
like disillusioned?
No, just has no idea. It's just literally in the wrong place.
I would say wrong place.
Okay.
Wrong place. I would lean that way. So
okay.
A lot of pressure on me this weekend. The fourth most pressure on them this weekend is the Jalen Hurts defenders, because it's starting to brew. You can hear it coming. It's not Kellen Moore's offense. It's Jalen's offense. Well, he better start putting up some points, or else this whole thing is being started. They're directed at one person.
Yeah.
You can only blame Sirianni for so long. You can only blame Kellen Moore for so long. Ultimately, he's got to go get it done.
So, if I can read the ups and downs of storylines correctly, and it seems to be that the focus is moving to Jalen
mm-hmm.
a little bit here, is that he plays great on Sunday.
Of course he is,
and it gives the Jalen crew just a wave of confidence into next week, which.
I'm waiting on it.
I will take all of the beatings.
I'm waiting on it.
I truly.
I'm going to beat you.
Don't care. Right. You can beat me. That's wild. Well, you've been flipping a little bit.
I was whacking at that. I can't. I'm waiting on it.
Okay. All right.
I'm waiting on the game. Three touchdowns.
Okay.
280.
Okay.
Yeah.
They usually
no
lose
turnovers.
When he does that.
Yes, right. No one, especially no turnovers.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, if he does that, are people going to say there's Nick involved in the offense, or is that dead?
No.
Well, it's definitely not Nick involved in the offense.
Okay. No. It'll be, hey, finally, as Nick has gotten out of the offense
yes.
and let Jalen and Kellen cook.
Yeah. Very likely.
Yeah.
Very likely. Three touchdowns. Interesting. Going to cut that audio. Third most pressure this weekend is on Saquon Barkley. Listen, they let you go. There's been a lot of hype about your return to New York. I know they're trying to downplay it, but I think Saquon has some fire in his gut, as Jonathan yeah. Gannon said last year. I think he's ready to put it on a show this weekend. For as much as people are hoping this is a Jalen game, this is a Saquon Barkley game. I got to kind of look at the two touchdown odds. But Saquon Barkley is the second most. You can't go out there and drop a pass. You can't have a bad game and let the Giants fans
right.
feel like they've won something over you.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you know that's exactly what they was. I told you he was a bum.
Yep.
Also, can't get hurt on the MetLife turf because then they'll start saying, well, he's injury.
Now, that's everybody. Let's get everybody out of there without getting
AJ Brown.
Yes.
Yes.
Is there any way we could play the game without any of the players actually stepping on the turf?
On the turf, yeah.
Is that possible? Is there a way we can figure that out? Come on, Nick.
Yeah, where's.
Scheme something up, you clown.
Yeah, where are you at, Nick?
Yeah, let's see how inventive Kellen Moore is. See if you can have him fly.
The second most pressure on them this weekend. Is without a doubt Nick Sirianni,
yeah,
who has had a week.
I know who's going to be number
one. Yeah, I think we know where this is going.
All right, anyway.
I don't know who's going to be number one.
Oh, you'll get there. Yeah. Okay. But Nick Sirianni, listen, if they win,
Jalen already didn't.
Yeah, well, listen, if they win, Sirianni can't go into the crowd, or if he does, it has to be more in a playful way.
Don't even do it.
Don't even do it.
Yeah,
no kids at the presser.
No.
I don't think they've been on the road with him anywhere.
Maybe they're there, but they haven't been at the press conference after the game.
What if he brought three kids who were obviously not his?
Not his.
Yeah.
A new week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every week, just three different children.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, a good bit.
But he has got, and if they lose, the questions about his job is going to continue to get louder and louder.
Oh, yeah.
Louder and louder. But the number one most pressure.
And even though it's a pointless question.
Yeah.
It still will be there.
Maybe.
Truly. I just do not want to do the Monday show after a loss. I
told you.
I do not want to do another angry show from
Chickies.
I'll
do it for you. Well, who are we kidding?
Who's gonna throw you the lifeline that time?
Oh, but, well, no, there's nobody to know. AJ's not going to call him.
Oh, right. That's a good point. Good point.
Yeah. Come on, man. Come on. But the number one most pressure on them this weekend is, without a doubt,
here it comes.
Spike Eskin. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
This is a New York Bowl. You've screwed us against the Knicks. You screwed us against the Mets. You screwed us against the Yankees. If you screw us again, there's going to be a lot of conversations about who needs to go first, Nick or Spike.
Look, I'm putting the Phillies loss on you, Jack Fritz.
Why?
Because you are the Phillies guy.
But I said they were going to lose.
No, you said they were going to win.
No, hell no, you didn't say they were going to lose.
I did. You guys were like, I can't believe you said it. I said it with my chest.
No, you said it, and then you backed off it with your chest, and you said, I'm changing.
I forgot you did say that. Yeah, did you say that before the series?
Yeah.
Well, but then he changed his prediction.
Oh, okay.
He changed his prediction.
Well, hold on. Someone on this show does that a lot, where they're real early in the week, and then by Friday.
Who does that?
I'm not naming names, but it's okay. I gave the real opinion early, and I got excited when the series was going to start.
So I'm putting...
I wonder where he learned that from.
Yeah. So I'm putting the Phillies loss on you.
Okay.
I'm putting
the Yankees loss you can put on me.
The Yankees, I'm putting actually on both of you. Because
why?
You both were telling me what a big time series it was going to be for the Phillies.
Ike did say that was a World Series preview.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
Yeah. And then, well, it might have been half right. You might have been half right. And I'm putting the Sixers series on Nick Nurse. Should have called timeout, you coward.
If you tried to.
Called timeout in game two, would have been 1-1, and we might not have been in this position. So I don't. You know, I know that I'm going to get killed on Sunday if the Giants win, but also if the Eagles win, officially the curse is done.
Yeah.
Can the curse be done officially?
Yeah, the Giants kind of stink, though.
Oh, I see. There we go.
So and we do have to beat the Knicks.
The Knicks are more important now.
Don't worry about the Knicks.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm serious. They're a cute story. Second best players, OG Anunoby. What are we talking about? The Knicks. They're like a
second best players. Who?
They're like a role player super team.
Karl Anthony.
Congratulations. He was the Timberwolves just got to the conference finals, and their first move afterwards is to get rid of him. Yeah, but what are we talking about here with the Knicks?
I just wanted to get you fired.
Yeah, they're locked into this. They're paying $60 million a year for Karl Anthony Towns, $45 million a year for OG Anunoby. Miles Bridges is a juiced up Robert Covington. What are we talking about?
You said juiced up Robert Covington.
That's what he is. He's a 3-and-D guy. Can we relax a little bit with the Knicks?
It's just like, and there's barely a three with him.
Who?
OG.
Oh, no.
No, he's talking about Miles Bridges.
Mikal Bridges, not Miles Bridges. Mikal Bridges.
Totally my bad. Painter's pitching, but.
Okay.
Yes, he wasn't.
He's watching baseball.
Yes, he's watching. How's he look?
Good.
All right.
Two innings, one run. Was up to 98.
Rod, get in.
D'Lo looking like, yeah.
Get it. Manage your people over here, Lakin.
Up to 98 today?
Yeah. Down from 100, but it's all right. Mikal Bridges, by the way, the shot looks awful.
Oh, but he can shoot.
No, but have you seen the videos of it?
Yeah.
Those are old, I think.
No.
No, he changed his shot.
Oh,
yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he changed his form.
It's a tough scene.
Oh, really?
Like, we're starting to call him Pulsy.
He has to get used to it.
We've seen this story before.
Why would he change his shot?
Well, Markel Fultz changed his shot.
Yeah, that ugly shot, like Lonzo. It wasn't as bad as Lonzo Ball's shot, but...
Maybe he's just trying to do it to get it off quicker, I would imagine.
Yes.
But he shot pretty well. Wow. Okay, well, this hour
not a fan of changing your shot.
No.
5 years into your NBA
career. No. This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. We're going to do our picks here because we have Dr. J at 5:30.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let's do it.
I'm ready.
So normally we do our weekend NFL picks at 5:30, but we do have the legendary Dr. J joining us at 5:30. So we're going to do our picks now. So I think Jack won the week, if I remember.
Yeah, it's a nice little 4-0 week for me.
Okay.
No big deal. I'm back up to 12-10-2. Ike is 13-9-2 with a 2-2 week last week. And Spike, your first winning week. Welcome to the win column, buddy.
Thank you.
2-1-1. You're still 8-13-2 overall. But
was my tie the Bills Jets game? Was that a 3-point line?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Yep. And we're not, again,
not buying half points.
We're not buying half points.
Buying or stealing. You're saying buying. you were not offering anything for the half point. You were just stealing half points.
That's right.
Who knows how long that went on for?
That went on for at least 2 years.
Okay. A long con. They're always mad at me when the line looks different on the tweets. Anyway, my first pick, I'm taking the Bucks +3.5 at home against the Ravens. I feel like the public's going to be all over the Ravens. I think the Bucks are a pretty good team, and I expect them to actually win that game outright. So I'll take the Bucks +3.5 at home.
I like it.
I'm going to take the Texans +2.5 against Green Bay. I think people buy Green Bay a lot. You know, Jordan Love, a lot of buzz about how good he is. I think the Texans are starting to play good football, starting to figure out their thing offensively. And then I'm taking the Vikings -1.5. Again, I think the public's going to be all over the Lions, especially after what they did last week. So I will go the Vikings, who I think are a good football team. And then in the Eagles game, I'm taking I don't know.
By the way, I see, and I'm giving you a point here, I see 3 for the Texans.
All right. I looked before the show.
You see 3?
Yeah, I see 3.
I just got 2.5, too.
Okay. I see 3 right now.
Different sports books. We love that. Yeah. We love that.
Well, you're going to use, our official one will be FanDuel, right? Is that what you guys, okay.
I'm going to take the Eagles 24-23. They don't cover, but they win.
Okay. 24-23. I don't know if my heart can take it. So who goes next? Do I go next because I did better than Ike last week? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I actually have the Packers -3 at home over the Texans. It feels like the Packers are rounding into form a little bit, especially offensively, especially at home. And the Texans have not been as advertised so far this year. So I'm going Packers -3. I'm also going against Costos and going Falcons -3 at home over the Seahawks.
I like that.
Falcons offense has been very good. And here's another thing. West Coast teams, when they fly East Coast for a 1 o'clock game.
Oh, there it
heard
is.
That one.
Well, it's a thing, and it is a 1 o'clock game Seahawks. And that is basically as far as you can fly all the way up in Seattle. So I have the Falcons -3 at home over the Seahawks. And I will continue to fade the Jets. The Steelers are going to go to Russell Wilson, and I think Mike Tomlin knows what he's doing, and I think there's a reason for that. I'm going to take the Steelers +1.5 at home against the Jets. And for my Eagles pick, I do not think they pass the gut check test. I hope I am wrong very, very much. I have the Giants winning the game 19-9.
19-9.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I always pick weird scores.
Yeah, Eagles, that's all right. Yeah. You could at least gave us one touchdown.
No.
That's 3 field goals?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Or right. Maybe a touchdown, a failed 2-point conversion, and a field goal. But 9 points is what I said.
All right. All right, so I'll go with my Eagles score first. I'll go with the Eagles winning 23-16 since I had already said it when Jaws was on. 23-16. I think the Giants may get one touchdown, but predominantly on kick field goals Sunday. And I think the Eagles will have a nice, solid, efficient win. Again, not fancy, but a solid win. And I think Jalen has another 2-touchdown solid game. Saquon.
You said 3 earlier.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay, 3 touchdowns.
All right.
Yeah. Either way, you know that could be passing or rushing.
Oh, who could forget
that? Yeah, yeah, that could be passing or rushing.
There you go.
Saquon has a solid day, but not the big day that everybody anticipates he's going to have. I think the Giants' defense will be geared up to stop him. All right, now let's get to some real games. I'm taking the Chiefs. You mean to tell me Andy Reid is getting points coming off the bye week?
First of all,
it's very rare that the Chiefs are underdogs in a game.
Yep.
And are you to Brock Purdy and the 3-3 49ers? The same team that lost to the Arizona Cardinals? Yeah. Give me the Chiefs plus the 2 points, but they win outright Sunday. Andy is basically unbeatable.
Is it 1.5 or is it 2?
No, it's 2.
Okay.
It's 2. I'm not. Well, see, I expected you guys to look this week, so I'm not trying to pull a fast one on you.
I see 1.5, but Jack can be official.
I use
moderator.
ESPN's line.
Yeah, okay. 1.5 on FanDuel.
Okay, 1.5 on FanDuel. All right.
Okay.
All right, no problem. 1.5, 2, it don't matter. They went out, right?
Okay.
All right, and then I'll go with the Packers. I'm going with the Packers. Now, which do I get? 3, the minus the 3, or I want minus 2.5 is what it is.
FanDuel has 2.5, so it's 2.5.
Yeah. All right, so I'll take the Packers minus 2.5 versus the Texans. That's going to be a good win for the Packers. And then I'm taking the Lions on the road plus the points. I mean, they're getting 1.5, but I think they win outright. Vikings are a very good team. They're coming off the bye week. The Lions are rolling, and that's a divisional game. It's going to be a good game, probably the game of the weekend. Lions versus Vikings.
Yeah, absolutely. Game this weekend.
When the last time we said that? Lions versus Vikings, the game of the weekend.
Probably the 60s. Yeah. during that time.
So yeah,
good college football, good NFL football.
Yeah.
Good weekend.
I'll take the Lions.
Okay.
All right.
There we go. 215-592-9494. A reminder, Dr. J joins us in 15 minutes. Zach is not Dr. J. He's in Levittown. He's on WIP. What's up, Zach?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Zach?
Nice to talk to you. Sorry to bother you at work. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, sorry. Hey, so I just wanted to at this point, I think Nick Sirianni is like a baseball manager. He's like Rob Thompson. He can't win you a game, but he can definitely lose you one, which, i.e., looking back, you know, you're not taking the points and everything like that. He, what does he do for this team? What does he, you know, everybody says, you know, he's a great coach. He's a, you know, he's a player's coach. He, rah-rah, system. I mean, he doesn't run the offense. He doesn't run the defense. What is he doing? What is he, you know, is he a glorified cheerleader? Like,
well, what would you say? So Mike Tomlin doesn't run the offense or the defense. What would you say he does?
Mike Tomlin's Mike Tomlin.
I'm just asking you what he does, though.
He's a great game manager. Can you say that about Nick Sirianni?
How does he manage the game, though?
He knows where to put the players. He knows when to call timeouts. He knows when to take the points, when to not listen to the analytics, when to listen to the analytics.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I would say about what Nick Sirianni does. And honestly, I think it's why he has been oversharing with what he does. Because he's trying to prove to everybody that, yeah, I know I don't call plays, but there are other things I do. People like yourself, Zach, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're just not accepting those things as tangible things that a head coach should do to help the team out.
But what is he?
I can't give you a list. You want me to? You listen. When they win, he does a nice job. When they lose, he does a bad job of getting them ready to go. I don't know what else you want to know about what he does. Why does that matter? Why does it matter what he does?
Because we need someone that's going to help the team, and he obviously, like I said,
help the team do what?
He can't help the team. He only hurts the team at this point.
So how would another coach come in and help the team? When you say help the team, I don't understand.
We had a saying in the military. We don't need nice guys. We need guys that are going to get the job done.
Okay.
Nick Sirianni, nice guy. Everybody thinks he's great. You know, great personality. Clown shoe on the sidelines. But Bill Belichick, bad guy. Wins Super Bowls. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I listen to Julian Edelman's podcast, and every time, you know, he's got these funny stories about Bill Belichick, but they're not nice stories. But he's a hard-nosed coach, and he has 6 Super Bowls, so apparently Nick doesn't have.
He also had a great quarterback.
He had the best quarterback. You're right. You're
okay
not about that, but Nick Sirianni probably has one of the best offenses fielded in quite some time.
Yeah, so then why do you think the offense does not produce or perform well right now? You think it's Nick Sirianni's fault?
No, I'll be honest with you. I think it is Jalen Hurts' fault. I think if you pay someone $250 million and then put a leash on him and say, well, he can't really run anymore, but he also really can't get under center, so we're just going to have him be in the shotgun. I mean, I never play football, so, you know, this
but
is
what if that's but what he does well and that's what he's most comfortable doing?
Yeah, but as a if you're getting paid $250 million, you better be working under center in the offseason.
Maybe they tried. I mean? Maybe they tried working with him under center during the offseason, and he's like, I don't really like this stuff.
Then he ain't a $250 million quarterback.
Okay.
Well, that's fair.
That's fair.
That's certainly fair. I do think Ike has a point in the – it is – Nick is in a weird spot because they could win the next three games, and I can promise you if we took 100 calls saying how much credit does Nick get for those three wins, we would probably get 95% of the calls saying nothing.
None.
It's the players, it's Kellen Moore, it's Vic Fangio. So While you might be right, he's in a difficult spot because he doesn't get credit for the good things, right? We see the offense isn't performing and we blame him. The defense has a great game and nobody's like, Nick had him ready to play.
Right.
You know, so it's just he's in a difficult spot. Anyway, Zach, for the Disturbed tickets, give us a famous couple.
I got one for you. Okay. Delonte West and LeBron James's mom.
You just had to end the call with a bang, huh?
I mean, well, so did Delonte West.
Is that confirmed?
No, but I think it's one of those ones that everyone believes.
Was that confirmed?
No, I think.
I definitely believed it.
Yeah, I think it's fun to believe.
I definitely believed it, yeah.
It's fun to believe, especially for people who don't like LeBron. So Dr. J joins us next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The NFL season continues, and there is no better place to get in on the action than on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Now, you'll get started with $300 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. I got a nice little same-game parlay for you for Sunday's game. Philadelphia Eagles taking on the New York Giants. How about an anytime touchdown for Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts? Got to get that tush push in there. Come on, man. Let's go over in rushing yards for Eagles running back Saquon Barkley, and we'll go over in passing yards for Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.